it rains, and you know, I see the lightning, I hear the thunder. And to myself, I say, well, you know, they're moving the chairs around upstairs, and so this is what it's all about. Mm-hmm. I want to be at the meeting. I want to be at the meeting. I want to be at the meeting when all saints get home.
All right.
After the separating of the right and the wrong, I want to be at the meeting. After the separating of the right and the wrong, I want to be in the number when all saints get home.
Alright,
alright. Trouble will be over.
Oh, yes.
Sorrow will be gone. Then we will have a meeting.
Yes, sir.
I want to be at the meeting, Jesus. I want to be at the meeting. I want to be at the meeting when all saints get home. After the separating of the right and the wrong, I want to be at the meeting on the wrong.
Yes, sir.
When I get to heaven,
yeah.
Heaven like a man, I'll buckle my sword off my side, stick it in the golden sand. Well, go. To God the Father.
Yes. Yes.
I'll talk to God the Son.
Oh, yes.
Then we will have a meeting on the throne.
Yes, sir.
Well, I want to be at the meeting.
I want to be at the meeting.
I want to be at the meeting. Jesus, I want to be at the meeting when all saints get home. The separating of the right and the wrong. I want to be at the meeting round and round.
The church is my favorite verse.
Yes!
When I get to heaven, I'll meet my mother there.
Yes, I sing so.
She'll say, God Almighty, here come my Dwight. He must got here by prayer. We'll be at home. We'll sing a brand new song. Then we will shout troubles over round the throne.
Yeah. I want to be at the meeting.
I want to be at the meeting.
I want to be at the meeting.
Jesus.
I want to be at the meeting
when all saints get home. After the separating of the right and the wrong, then we will have a meeting round and round.
But I want to be at the meeting.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let me do a separation. I want to be on the right side.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
That's all right.
Praise God. Thank you, brother.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Giving honor to God, my Father.
Yes.
Most High God.
Yes.
The only true living God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Father, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen. Precious Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Who is in this place. Thank God. My brother, recognize, that's all we want. That's all we want when visitors come, that you can recognize that the Holy Spirit is in this place. It's not about us.
No.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Not about, the Holy Spirit ain't in here, you might as well leave.
Yes.
Praise
thank
God.
You. Thank you, God.
Amen. Giving honor to my pastor.
Yes.
Amen. The angel of this house here at CLLC. Giving honor to my wife. She is around here somewhere. There she is. Stick your head in here, baby.
All right.
Amen. I just thank God. Before we go any further, let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We glorify you.
Yes, we do.
We give you all the honor and praise, God, that you deserve. Lord God, we know that you have kept your promise. You have given us your Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Yes.
Holy Spirit, we know that you are here with us right now. Father God, I pray that you would lead me by your Spirit this morning in what I say.
Yes.
Let the meditation of my mind, let the words of my mouth, everything that I do and say this morning be pleasing in your sight. And Lord God, we pray that all hearts and minds will be open.
Yes, God.
And receptive to your word this morning. This we ask in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm ready to rest for the word this morning.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes. Me too. Can't wait to see what God's going to do with this sermon. Amen.
Amen.
Pray. Why? If you would grab your Bibles, let us turn to Romans chapter 8.
Right.
Some of you weren't privileged to be with us in Sunday school, but the Sunday school is just a, this sermon is just a continuation of our Sunday school lesson. Amen. This, they didn't even know it was all in the sermon, but that happens all the time. Nothing new for this church. Amen. We're going to be reading Romans 8, 28 through 31. When you get this, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And the words read thusly. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God,
all right,
and to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestine to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Come on now. If God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. As a title, you're taking notes. I want you to write down, it's working out for your good. It's working out for your good. And I like to begin with a little story, just as an introduction. I want to tell you a story about a parakeet this morning. A parakeet, amen. This story is about a parakeet named Chippy. Now, Chippy was just an ordinary parakeet, simply minding his own business and singing his song one day when his owner decided to clean out his cage with a vacuum cleaner. All right? Now, while she was cleaning out the cage, the phone rang and the lady went to answer it. This is when things began to go horribly wrong for little Chippy. All right? without the guidance of the woman, the suction end of the vacuum cleaner sucked up the bird and sent him into the dust bag. Realizing what had happened, the woman tore open the vacuum and ripped apart the bag to find Chippy. At this point, she feared the worst. But however, Chippy was not dead.
All right.
But merely dazed and covered with dust.
Yeah.
The woman then decided that he needed to be revived and ran to the bathroom sink. She turned on the water and stuck Chippy under the float. Now Chippy now was cold and wet from the sudden bath. So the owner decided to dry the bird off, not using the towel. So she decided to get the hair dryer to blow off the bird. Amen. Chippy goes from being sucked up to being nearly drowned to being blown over. Later on that week, the owner was asked by a friend a few weeks later, said, so how's Chippy doing? And the lady replied, Chippy, you know, doesn't sing much anymore. He just sits and stares. Now, does this sound familiar? Life comes at us with an alarming rate.
Yes.
And we are blinded, just as poor Chippy. One moment, we don't have a care in the world. And the next, we're sucked up by the trials, problems, and difficulties.
Yes. Come on.
There are times when life is enough to suck the song right out of your heart.
Yeah.
How many might feel like Chippy this morning? Kind of things that life would do to you, they just come back to back and just hit you. And the song you had in your heart a month ago is gone. And you're just sitting around staring at the walls. Now James says in chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, we heard this morning as Reverend McMillan read, my brother, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations.
Mm-hmm.
That's different kinds of temptations. Knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience.
Mm-hmm.
But let patience have a perfect work now.
Perfect work.
Your trials might not be over in one day.
Yeah.
Now let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. When you come out your trials, you won't be lacking anything.
Jesus,
you let patience have her perfect work.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that this world has been corrupted by the effects and power of sin.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. And saved long enough to know that sin is prevalent.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Life can be filled with trials and difficulties. Maybe you feel like that this morning. Maybe life has just dealt you a bad hand, or the rolling of the dice. You know, you hit number 7. You ever rolled dice before? Why would I shouldn't know this stuff like that, but I do.
That's all right.
Sometimes life just deals you a bad hand. And we're not talking about the stuff you bring on yourself through disobedience. We're talking about an obedient Christian walking and doing what he or she does, and life may just deal you a bad hand. Things do happen.
Oh, yes.
I don't want you to listen to some of the things going on in the earth right now. There are children that are being horribly abused.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
People are being killed for no reason.
Come on now.
Parents are trying to keep their kids from drugs and gangs in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
People across the globe are still starving. Hurricanes and tornadoes and even now, sinkholes are destroying homes and taking lives.
Yes, that's true.
Children are being taken from their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think of those things, your situation don't seem so bad, do they?
Mm-hmm.
But a trial is a trial.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who knows, maybe you felt like David did when he wrote Psalms 13. And he wrote this. He said, how long, would thou forget me, O Lord? Forever?
Jesus.
How long would thou hide thy face from me?
Mm-hmm.
How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily?
How long?
Mm-hmm. How long shall my enemy be exalted over me?
Mm-hmm.
Consider and hear me, O Lord my God.
Oh, yes.
Lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death.
Mm-hmm.
Lest my enemies say I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a but.
Mm-hmm.
David said, but I have trusted in thy mercy.
Mm-hmm.
My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me.
Mm-hmm.
He's a man that's going through, but yet he remained faithful
mm-hmm.
to God.
Amen.
You may be going through something. Maybe dealing with something you never dealt with before, but are you remaining faithful to God
mm-hmm.
in the process? Are you allowing patience to have her perfect work?
Mm-hmm.
That when you come out, not if,
all right.
when you come out,
yeah.
Yeah.
you'll be lacking nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And we know life may not seem fair, but we can still keep our faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about faith. This is the faith walk. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to sugarcoat it like you're not going to ever go through anything. But when you do, you can keep your faith.
Mm-hmm.
In Genesis 37, we read about Joseph. He's a man. He was beloved by his father, Israel. But his brothers, who were jealous.
Oh, yes.
Took the young lad and sold him into slavery.
Uh-huh.
But God remained with him.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
In the book of Job, we watched Job. He lost everything in a single day.
Yes.
But God remained with him.
Mm-hmm.
The gospel showed that John the Baptist was executed for no good reason.
Mm-hmm.
But God remained with him.
Mm-hmm.
And the apostles, our beloved apostles were beaten and tortured for preaching the gospel.
All right, man.
But guess what?
Yes.
God remained with them.
Amen.
I mean, no, God is with you right now.
Yes.
No matter what you're going through, he's with you.
Yes.
He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's with you. You may say, but preacher, you have no idea what I'm going through.
Jesus.
Oh my God, you have no idea what I'm going through. I am at my worst. Nobody's been through what I've been through.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me read for you in 2 Corinthians 11:24-27. You just write these down. Look at it later. But listen to what Paul said. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes,
mm-hmm.
one saved. Thrice was I beaten with rods.
Come on now.
Once I stoned.
Mm-hmm.
Thrice I suffered shipwreck.
Mm-hmm.
A night and a day have I been in the deep.
Yes.
In journeys often, in perils of water, perils of robbers, perils by my own countrymen,
yes.
in perils by the heathens, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness,
mm-hmm.
in perils in the sea,
come on,
in perils among false brethren.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Sound like the church, don't it? In weariness, in painfulness, in watching often, in hunger, in thirst, in fasting often, even times in cold and nakedness. Here's a man that's been through some stuff. He's been through some trials, but yet he remained faithful.
Yes.
And we know God was with him.
Yes.
More than anything, our Lord and Savior knows what it means to go through trials.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Our beloved Jesus Christ, he lowered himself and became
yes.
and came into the world and was rejected by his own.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jesus was given a mockery of a trial and then sentenced to death.
Oh, yes.
While they let a criminal go free.
All right.
Before getting to the cross, he was severely beaten and scourged.
Yes.
Roman soldiers mocked him, beat him some more, and drove a crown of thorns into his scalp.
Mm-hmm.
Our Lord was forced to carry his own cross through an unforgiving mob,
yes,
to a place where he would be executed. Mm-hmm. Jesus was then nailed to that cross. Mm-hmm. He hung for all to see.
Jesus.
And died at Calvary. Mm-hmm. The Word of God also calls this Golgotha, mm-hmm, which is interpreted the garbage heap. Mm-hmm. Golgotha. That's it. Thank you. Yes. A garbage heap. Mm-hmm. Our Lord and Savior gave his life for us, mm-hmm, at a garbage heap. Mm-hmm. And we say life is not fair. Mm-hmm. This is what Jesus did for us.
Oh, yes. Oh,
he died for me and you. Mm-hmm. And he never sugarcoated. He never said you wouldn't go through anything.
Right.
He specifically said, because they persecute me, they're going to persecute you.
Yeah, all right,
you're going to go through some things.
Yeah.
But guess what? I'm going to be with you.
I'll be with you.
You're going to go through the trial, and I'm going to make you a better person out of it. Mm-hmm. If you would just submit to what I'm doing.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
But on the third day, come on now. Somebody say third day.
Third day.
But on the third day, early in the morning. Come on now.
Yes.
Early in the morning.
Early.
I mean, a weeping man do it for a night.
Yes.
The joy comes what?
Yes.
In the morning. Early in the morning, the stone was rolled away from the tomb for all to see. Jesus was raised from the dead. He conquered. Mm-hmm. Sin and death, mm-hmm, for us.
Yes, sir.
And he lives. How many know he lives?
Yes.
If he didn't live, you wouldn't be here. Come on, I know I wouldn't be here. I'd still be out there doing what I was doing.
Yes.
It's because he lives that we are here today. Jesus shows us this one simple truth.
Yes.
Life may not be fair, but God can work it out for your good.
Yes.
Come on now. How many know that God can work it out for your good?
Work it out.
Let me read Romans 28 one more time. It says, and we know,
and we know, right,
that all things,
all,
it didn't say some things,
all,
somebody say all,
all
things work together for good.
Mm-hmm.
For good to them.
Mm.
Here's the condition. To them that love God.
All right,
do you love God this morning?
Yes. Yes.
Jesus said, if you love me, you keep my commandments.
Yes.
Are you keeping his commandments this morning?
Jesus.
Oh, it got quiet on me. It got quiet.
Real quiet.
Got quiet. Yeah. Don't worry. I wanted to erase that out of my sermon notes, but he wouldn't let me. That's for me too. Are you obeying God? That's how we show how much we love. He said, work out for good to them that love God.
Love God.
To them who are called according to his purpose.
His purpose.
Not my purpose.
His purpose.
Not what you want to do.
His purpose.
But his purpose.
Yeah.
You've been called for his purpose. Mm-hmm. Everything that you're going through, your trials, your victories, your blessings, everything is for his glory. It ain't for you.
Yes.
It's not for you to get that new car.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's not for you to increase your finances. Mm-hmm. It's for his glory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
It's that he may be glorified.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We are going through these things that he may be glorified. Mm-hmm. It's all about him. It's all about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Oh God, thank you.
Mm.
Thank you, Father.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I don't know about y'all, this is good.
Yes.
Y'all made me lose my spot. Amen. That's all right.
Take your time.
Amen. Five things to remember about your trials.
Okay.
Taking notes.
Remember.
I don't know how fast you can write. But five things to remember about trials. Number one, trials are short-term reality. How do I know? 1 Peter 1:6-7. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. But the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor right. and glory mm-hmm. at the appearance of Jesus Christ.
Come on, man.
The difficulties that we face in life are short-term realities because our existence is not mortal, but eternal.
Yeah. Eternal.
Mm-hmm. And our pastor often preaches, eternal starts now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not when you breathe your last breath, it starts right now. Mm-hmm. You are adopted into the kingdom of God now. Mm-hmm. You're just waiting to go get your home. But right now we live the kingdom life. We don't wait to live the kingdom life when we breathe our last breath. It's now. We walk according to that now. See, if you don't believe that, you're going to still walk like you've been walking.
Oh, yes.
But if you believe that you are a child of the King, and you live that kingdom life, if you believe what God says about us now, we'll start living like that now.
Oh, yes.
Number two. Trials can lead us to greater blessings. All right. Oh man. If you can just make it through your trial.
Yeah.
James 1 and 12 says this. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation.
Endure. Mm-hmm.
Endure. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him.
Yes.
The only prize you need is Jesus.
All right.
Amen. You want to see Jesus. Now, you don't want to come out your trial because God going to bless you with a car. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. We are preparing ourselves to our Lord and Savior, mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And whatever he does for us along the way,
yes.
our temporal things,
yes.
we're going to leave behind. You're not going to take this stuff with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
That's
about
true.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's about standing before mm-hmm. your Father mm-hmm. and Jesus vouching for you
yes.
and you receiving your crown. Mm-hmm. The question is, are we ready for All Jesus right. to vouch for us right now?
Right.
Standing up for God in the midst of life's heartaches and heartbreaks leads us to great reward. James says that those who endure will gain the crown of life. That's the only
yes.
prize you're going to ever need.
All right, mm-hmm. yeah.
He told Martha one thing about Mary. It's only one thing needful. Uh-huh. And your sister Mary has chosen the one thing that will never be taken away from her. He was talking about himself.
Yes.
She chose to sit at his feet and listen to his word.
Yes.
The word of God is Jesus.
Yeah. Yes.
This is Jesus right here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You want Jesus, get into this word.
Mm-hmm.
Number three.
Jesus.
Trials give us proper perspective.
Uh-huh.
2 Corinthians 4, 16 to 18. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day.
Yes.
The outward man is getting old and wrinkled, getting gray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the inner man is renewed day by day.
Yes.
For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
Mm.
While we look not at the things which are seen.
Yes.
So don't just look at your trials and say, and let your trials dictate how things are.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You tell the trial how things is. Mm-hmm. What did God say mm-hmm. to you about your trial?
Mm-hmm.
While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The things that are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. Mm-hmm. So if you can see the stuff happening in your trial, it's temporal.
All right then.
But the things which are not seen are eternal.
Mm-hmm.
One day you're going to come through this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. One day when Jesus come back, none of this will not even matter.
All right.
When he come get us, whether he pull us out of the grave and we're caught up in the air, or we mm-hmm. are caught up to meet the rest of them,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to matter anymore.
That's right.
Number four, Trials can help us experience God's presence. Mm-hmm. Psalms 27, 5 through 6. For in a time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. Mm-hmm. In a secret place, his tabernacle shall hide me. Mm-hmm. He shall set me upon a rock. Mm-hmm. And now shall mine head be lifted up above my enemy, round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy.
That's right.
I will sing you. I will sing praises unto the Lord. Come on now. While you're going through, praise God. Praise him. He said, if you're going through for me, y'all ought to be praising me.
Yes, sir. That's all right.
Y'all be praising that I'm allowing you to go through because it's going to make you a better person. Number five. Trials help us look forward to heaven. How many looking forward to going to heaven?
Amen.
Come on, I hope so.
Yes.
Amen. Because it's coming. Romans 8 and 18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time were not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Mm-hmm. Everything you're going through right now is small compared to what God's going to do for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
It's small. Mm-hmm. He's working it out for your good. Mm-hmm. I'm almost done here. Lessons about trials. And I'm going to go back to Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To them who are called according to his purpose.
Yes.
Now, Paul didn't say some things.
Ooh.
He said all.
Oh. Oh.
And we know that whatever God does is good.
Yes. All the time.
All the time. Come on now.
Yes.
Everything that God does is good. So if he's allowing you to go through this trial, there's a good thing coming out of it.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
And you must believe that. It can't be because I'm up here preaching my heart out. You got to know that it's going to work out for you. You got to know because God said, because his word, this is where your power is. It's not because I'm speaking loud. I can turn the volume up, but it's not going to be good enough. You got to know that it's going to work out. That's where your power comes from, because Jesus died for you.
Yes.
Another lesson about your trials. God gives strength in every situation. How many need strength? Not the pastor. Not your mother. Or your father, or your buddy. But God is the one that gives you your strength. Amen?
Amen.
2 Corinthians 9 and 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you. How many need grace? You need some grace to make it through your trials now.
Yeah.
He can make it all abound toward you.
Yes.
That ye always have all sufficiency in all things, may abound in every good work.
Yes.
Everything that you're going to need to go through that trial, he will provide it.
Yeah. Yes.
If you would just seek him, if you would just trust in him, everything that you're going to need. What was the scripture we read this morning? Not by might, not by power, but by spirit. By my spirit, saith the Lord. That's how you're going to make it. You're going to make it by his spirit, not because you can speak well, not because you know the ins and outs and you know the Bible from front to back. If you have no power to do what the Bible says,
all right, then
you're still no good.
Yes.
You need power.
Yeah, thank you, God.
And that power comes from God himself. We read this word of God and we say, oh God, this is what I need to do.
Yes.
But you have to go to God and say, but I don't know how to do that.
Yes, God.
Good, you're right where I need you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you the power to do it. We're going to do this thing together.
Yep.
I know you can't do it. You just needed to know that.
Yes.
I know you can't love them as Christ loved the church.
Amen.
You're going to have to do that with me.
Yes.
You can't love your enemies. mm-hmm. unless you do it with me.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You can't forgive unless we do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Come on now. Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, God.
God said, I gave you an impossible job to do by yourself. Mm-hmm. But with Christ, all things are possible. Mm-hmm. All things. Mm-hmm. I can do all things through who?
Christ.
With strength is
me.
Come on now. Y'all know this word.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen. One more lesson. Two more lessons. Jesus was defeated. I'm sorry. Jesus has defeated the power of trials. Mm-hmm. Now your trials could take over mm-hmm. if you let them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. But your trials shouldn't have any power over you because of Jesus Christ.
All right.
John 16:33. Mm-hmm. This is coming from Jesus Christ himself, so I know we can stand on this one. These things I have spoken unto you.
What?
That in me you might have peace. Mm-hmm. Notice he said, in me.
Mm-hmm.
In me. Mm-hmm. If you and me and I'm in you, you can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're out there by yourself, it's not going to work out.
Amen.
But he says that in me you might have peace.
Yes.
In the world you shall have tribulation.
Tribulation.
So he didn't sugarcoat it here. He said it.
Right. You're going to have it.
It's already. You don't blame it on me.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said to himself in John 16:33 that you're going to have some tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
But he also said, be of good cheer.
Good cheer.
Come on now.
Good
Somebody ought to praise him right there. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Yes.
You're going to have trials in the world.
Yes.
But he said, I have overcome the world.
Yes.
So you got nothing to worry about if you stay in me.
Yes.
Well, we can stay right there.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
Mm-mm.
You and Jesus,
yes,
and you know that he has overcome the world. Whatever happens to you in the world, you're going to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You ever get out of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why the pastors stay busy.
Mm-hmm.
Phone calls in the middle of the night, canceling sessions that don't go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because you won't stay in Jesus. I'm just trying to keep it real, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Paint the picture.
God said, keep it real, but do it in love.
Yeah.
The last lesson. One day, I love this one. One day the trials will be removed. I think we all love that one.
Yeah.
One day it's going to be over.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Revelations 21:3-4. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men,
mm-hmm.
and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people,
yes.
and God himself shall be with them,
yes.
and be their God,
all right.
and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. How many need their tears wiped away?
Yes.
And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away.
Yeah.
One day it's going to be all over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus is going to come back and he's going to make everything straight.
Mm-hmm.
How many are looking forward to that day?
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen.
Good.
But that's the song we heard right before this sermon. Mm-hmm. One day he's going to come and separate those that are living for him from those that have been playing.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the church now. I ain't talking about, we already know what's going to happen to the unbeliever. But right here in the church, people playing.
All right.
And he's going to separate us.
Yeah.
Those of us that think we're going somewhere, we ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
We're not going to see and be with the Father forever.
That's right.
We got to stop playing.
That's right.
In conclusion, I'd like to take some words from Oswald Chambers. And this is coming from one of his writings, My Utmost for His Highest.
Yes.
And if you have the book, go read May 15th.
All right, then.
And it says, God is the master engineer.
Yes, he is.
He allows the difficulties to come in order to see if you can vault over them properly.
Yes, yes.
By my God have I leaped over the wall. God will never shield you from any of the requirements of a son or daughter of his. So if you belong to his, he's not going to stop the trial.
Come on now.
As a matter of fact, he's going to bring the trial.
Yes, yes.
He don't tempt, but he will test.
Yes, test.
And he allow you to go through the trials. As a matter of fact, he's initiating these trials, everybody.
Yes.
Have thou considered my servant Job?
Yeah.
A man that walketh before me. He's perfect, right, yeah. Righteous, a righteous man. Have you considered Job? He's talking about you too.
All right. Yes. All right now.
Consider Job, because I know he gonna stand. Mm-hmm. I know he gonna stand for me. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And all that Job went through, he never cursed God.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
He had his little pity party moment, but he took it to God, and him and God got together.
Yes.
Took about 15 chapters, but he finally got together.
All right.
There's a whole lot of chapters, you know, a whole lot of dialogue between him and God. But he got it together. You got to take it to God. Don't call me, because I really can't do much for you. Now, I'm going to pray with you, and I help you get through whatever you get through. But ultimately, you got to go to God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Any counseling session you have with this pastor over here is going to end with, go see God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But it says here in 1 Peter 4 and 12, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials,
mm-hmm.
which is to try you.
Try you.
Mm-hmm. Oswald is saying, rise to the occasion
mm-hmm.
and do the thing.
Yes.
That sounds like some street talk. That sounds like some, where we used to talk back in the day. We used to hang out on the street. I wrote exactly how he put it down. Rise to the occasion and do the thing. Whatever God is telling you to do, do it.
Just do it.
That's what he said.
He's not telling you to do anything he hadn't given you the power to do.
Yeah.
Just hadn't done it because you don't want to do it. It does not matter how it hurts as long as it gives God the chance to manifest himself
mm-hmm.
in your mortal flesh.
Yes.
No matter how much it hurt, it's about him getting the glory.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as God getting the glory, you benefit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You reap all the blessings. You reap all that God has for you. God gonna take care of his own. God just not gonna get the glory and then leave you out there.
Mm-hmm.
No. Jesus said, we in this together. We are joint heirs together. Mm-hmm. So whatever I have, you have.
Yeah.
But you got to stay in me.
Mm-hmm.
And I in you.
That's right.
Let us pray.
Mm-hmm.
Lord God, we just truly thank you for this word.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you, Father.
Lord God, your word says that you are working it out for our good.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe you, God. Many of us are going through different trials and situations, but God, we need you to get us through.
Mm-hmm.
We are leaning on you. Lord, we may have been trying to fix it in our own power and our own might. But Lord, from now on, we're going to lean on your spirit.
That's right.
Let you lead and guide us through these trials.
Thank
that we
Lord.
May be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Because we believe we're going to come out.
Oh, yes.
Lord God, give us the strength.
Okay.
As we continue to seek you daily, you're going to exalt us as you are exalted.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it takes, Lord, even if it hurt us, give us the strength and power to do what you have called us to do. Lord God, this is our prayer. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to praise him.
Yeah.
Yes. Lord, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, if you one that don't know the Lord. We extend to you the invitation to Christian discipleship. You can know him. He'll be that ever-present help. There may be one say, yes, I know him, but I need a closer walk. Haven't heard the word. I'm facing something. It's right before me. I don't know quite what to do. He's that ever-present help. Let's pray. Just call us for the prayer if you want. Someone will pray with you. We'll agree with you. There's power in the prayer of agreement. If there's one who wants to be a part of this body, Pastor Davis, Pastor
and once you verified the voice, couldn't nothing stop you from getting where you were going.
Yeah,
you tell your sisters and your brother's voice, and you ignore those, but when mama or daddy call you,
yeah,
call according to his purpose, when it don't really matter what you have to go through.
No, that's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
I used to love baseball, and I've been in the middle of a baseball game. But if mama or daddy's called,
you
got to find somebody else to fill in for you.
Let's go.
God will take you through everything.
Oh, yes.
As long as you're listening. I just keep staying on that because you gotta hear his voice.
That's right.
It's too easy for you to get in God's place.
That's right.
And you start hearing what you want to hear.
Yes.
And you start following that voice.
That's right.
But then when you go through your trials, God help you. Because you're going to have some trouble.
Right.
Yes, sir.
But when you go according as he calls you, you'll go through it all.
Yeah.
It's all working out for your good. Once again, we just thank Mr. Riley for letting God use him for our benefit.
Amen.
And make sure you take that word and carry it with you through the week.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody's going to need it.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Somebody's going to go through something.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hey. Might be today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah. It's all working out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're going to ask Brother Vaughn to come and close us out. I saw his name on my program. It's Learning to Lead.
All right.
Just get, let that serve as the doxology. And then we'll have the benediction.
Fine.
I declare he'll be there anytime, anywhere. Yes, I'm
learning to lead, learning to lead, learning to lead on Jesus.
Beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever.
Amen. Beautiful,
beautiful.
Amen.